Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
To that city. Hallelujah. We're going to meet up one day. Yes. Woo. Oh, my Lord. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. My God, my God. Never, never. Mm. Woo. Somebody, come on. One of these old days, I hope to see y'all there, because I'm looking forward. Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to see you in the rapture, praise God. Going to that city where there'll be no more pain, no more hurt, no more sorrow, no more shame, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Ah, God. He's preparing a place for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because he done paid the price for us. Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all. Sing with me tonight. Hallelujah. I owe everything to him. I don't know about you.
I left a crimson stain.
Did he wash it? Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. praise God, praise God. God, I'm happy tonight. I'm happy tonight. I know what the Lord has done for me. Praise God. You ought to know what the Lord has done for you. Praise God. He paid an awesome price. He paid an awesome price. He washed us white as snow. Praise God. And he still, praise God, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He will not give up on his children, and we don't give up on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. And the Lord loves you. He loves you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let us rejoice in the Lord and be glad, praise God, of what God has done for us. He gave his only begotten Son. Oh, for our sins. Praise God. He died for every one of us. He didn't leave nobody out because his love is so enormous. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. I don't know about y'all every Sunday night, but I just get overwhelmed in the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I be praying that I bring something your way. Praise God, that will uplift you. Praise God. Oh, to set your feet a-dancing, to set your soul on fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. To let you know that God's love, oh, yes, is there, just lifting you, lifting you. No matter what you're going through, praise God. Oh, yes, God loves you. No matter what you may face, he's there to take you through every trial, every tribulation, every battle, every setback, every fall, praise God. He's there. He's there. He's there. Praise God. Hallelujah. May we pray. Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming to you, Lord God. Oh, God, singing, praying, and dancing before you, God, because that's what you created us for, oh, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for your love, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, oh, God, that you created us in your own image, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Father, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, oh, God, that you are source, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for every mother, oh, God, that may have a son behind prison walls, oh, God. Lord God, that you're giving her comfort, oh, God. We thank you for every man, oh, God, Father, but God, behind prison walls, oh, God, that you're training him, oh, God. Oh, God, Father, I thank you tonight, oh, God. Whatever state we are in, oh, God, you're doing your perfect work, oh, God. We thank you for every husband, oh, God. Father God, he's being built up in his most holy faith to know how to be a man and be the husband of one wife, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for every woman, oh God, that's going to submit to a husband, oh God, and love him, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this wonderful family that you built, oh God. Oh God, those that I don't know and those that I know, my personal family, but the family of God, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, tonight, God, for this program, that everyone that will hear, oh God, Father God, they will be touched, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Lord God, that they will get, oh God, deep down in their soul and in their hearts, oh God. Oh God, the rejoicing and the freedom, oh God, that you only gives, oh God. Oh Father, thank you tonight, oh God, oh Father God, that every hurt, oh God, Lord God, oh Father God, will be healed tonight, oh God. I thank you, Father God, tonight, oh God. Oh God, every pain, oh God, that someone is enduring tonight, oh God. Lord God, they're going to be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Thank you, Father God, oh God, that you're God, oh God. And Father God, you're the one, oh God, that we look to, oh God, to set free, to heal, oh, and deliver, God. Thank you, Father God, for every son, every daughter, Thank you for every drug that's being taken from them, oh God. Father God, they're being delivered, oh God. Thank you for every hurt that is healing, oh God, in the midst, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that Lord God, Father God, as we lean and depend on you, God, Lord, as we call unto you, you said you will answer, oh God, and you will show us great and mighty things, God, things that we know not of, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, you are gracious to your children, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are mighty, oh God, to us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we're going into the enemy camp to pull down, yes, pull down and destroy everything, oh God, by your power, God. We pull it down in Jesus' name, and we command it out, oh, into a dry place, God, seeking rest, finding none. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pull down every principality and power of the air, everything that's there trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down in the name of Jesus, God. We celebrate you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, not with just lip service, but with our whole heart, mind, and soul, God. We are entangling you, oh, God, and you are entangling us, God. And we thank you, Father God, Lord God, that we can shout your praises and sing your Zion songs, oh God. Thank you, God, oh God, oh God, that, oh God, you created us too, God. Thank you, Father God, for hands to clap. Thank you for feet to dance. Thank you, oh God, for a heart to rejoice. Thank you for a mind, oh God, that, oh God, to think upon you, Father. Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good, God. Yes, you are. You're good, God. You're good, God. You're good to your children, Lord. And God, thank you, God, for salvation. Thank you, oh God, that you saved our soul from the burning hell. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You said you wish that none should perish, but all be saved. And Lord God, we thank you for that. Oh Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are Lord and our God. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite program coming to you tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some kind of sickness, some kind of hurt, some kind of pain that you just can't seem to shake. Maybe someone has hurt your feelings. Maybe, you know it, that enemy comes in so many ways to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me. Jesus calls us. Yes, he does. He calls his children, praise God. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is right there in everything for us. He won't leave us helpless. Oh, no. He said, come to me. He bids us to come. Come, come, come. And we ought to be ready at all times to come to the Savior, to come to him. Call him. Call him. Well, who he said call him? He said, call him Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the power and in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. And in him, all things are possible with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad to have you all on tonight. It's a blessing to see you here. I pray that, if there's anything you need, if you have a prayer request, right now press 1 while I'm praying, and I will pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yes, we love to pray for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, honey, what can I pray for you for?
Okay. I need direction. I have all kind of things going on right now. I have son and daughter, son homeless, daughter on drugs. I have a baby I'm raising. That's my great grandbaby, and her mother's coming out, is incarcerated, and I'm being told that she can't come to the building where I live at by the baby or anything. So there's a lot of things going on. Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, okay. Ma'am, I hear you. Thank you very much. Yes. Lord God, right now, God, you hear the cry of this mother, God. Lord God, oh, Father God, there's one coming out of prison. There's one, she has to take care of the baby. God, you know, I don't even have to repeat it. God, you know everything that she's going through. And God, I lay her on the altar, Lord God, Father God, that you're going to help her, oh God, in the time of need, oh God, in the time of trouble, God. Wrap your arms around her, oh God. Comfort her, oh God, and give her the peace, God. Oh God, that she needs, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that peace that passes all understanding. Standing, God. Lord, she needs you right now. In the midst, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I believe right now, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, that you're going to, oh God, turn things around for her good. Heal this family, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, step in, God. Oh God, and heal this dysfunctional family, God, that's been battered and torn by the enemy. The devil is a liar, and we take authority over him in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, oh God, you know her heart, God, and you know the pain, God. And Lord God, we pray for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, I pray that she'll stretch out before you and give it all to you, Lord God, as she has just told us, oh God. Oh God, Father God, what she is facing, God. Lord God, Father God, you know better than I do. And you know what to do, God. And you know how to do it, God. So, God, right now we are believing you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I will continue praying for you, honey, okay? Thank you for calling, and thank you for coming. We hope you enjoy the rest of the program tonight. Praise God. Minister Gigi, I'm going to ask you to pray us in before I bring the message. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Be unto you, unto you, worship by the righteous of God. Be unto you, unto you.
Lord God Almighty, our Father in heaven, who you reign and you reign forevermore. Here we are before your throne of grace. We ask for the forgiveness of our sins in the name of Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit to wash and cleanse our sins and wash our hearts by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, here we are before you tonight to celebrate you, to worship you, hallelujah, to praise you, and Father, to appreciate you because you're God. There is no other God like you. You are supreme, you are faithful, you are holy. And Father, we need you. We need you now. And we bow before you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, as we pray, we surrender everything to you, our sins, our weaknesses, everything, our sickness, diseases, everything, trouble, life, and everything. And here we present it. We deposit them all before you. Your feet, hallelujah, before your feet right now. Father, we release everything, and we surrender all to you. Have your way, Daddy. Have your way, Father. You are a good God, a caring Father. Oh, holy God. You are the one that can redeem. You are the one that can save, heal, and restore. You are the one when we call upon that you answer. And I heard a sister, and then you know that, with her a prayer request, and you know, oh Father, And I pray, as Minister Vivian already prayed, and Father, as we cry to you in her behalf right now, hear our humble cries, O Lord. Save her. Save her family. Bring salvation to that household in the name of Jesus. Father, she believes in you. That's why she comes to the line, O Lord. Because she believes, O Lord, and serve her prayers in the name of Jesus. See her through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for Minister Vivian that you strengthen her spiritually in the name of Jesus. Give her spiritual substance. Halakapa, shikipi, karakapa, and sustain her. Hallelujah. And give her your word. And then touch her lips, oh Lord. And then when she is saved, say the word out. That will be your word, not hers, in the name of Jesus. Continue to use her for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as she prays for this, pray for her family as well, Lord. We pray. I pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing right now. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the silent listeners on the line. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. Praise God. We also continue lifting up all, I don't have my prayer list before me, but we have another one we was praying for that her mother had gone home that had cancer, and we'll continue to keep her in prayer, praise God, that she be healed and totally set free of that cancer, praise God. I pray for her every day. I guess I left her name by my Bible in the front. But anyway, we are still praying for your mother, praise God, and pray that she be totally healed and set free. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Well, let's go into the lesson for the night. Pray for my co-host. I haven't heard from her. I was expecting her. She's not on tonight. Minister Peggy Biden, keep her in your prayers as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, my title is Walking with God. Look, we are going into this 2020, and it's going fast. And I've been trying to encourage you as we go into it gradually, but it looked like it's going fast to me. I don't know about you. We are almost at the end of, well, we are middle of February, praise God. But as we go into this year, I am trying to encourage you as we walk into this year, praise God, of 2020. And so it's a walk of repentance, praise God. It's a walk of repentance as we go through. We repent of some things so that we can get some things done, so we can see God do some things. And God's hand is there with us, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. So in Genesis 5 and 21-24, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, how are you walking with God? You have to think about yourself. This is just a parable to let you know how Enoch walked. Are you walking with God? Walking with God is our topic. Think on it. Praise God. How are you walking with God? Are you fulfilling the purpose that God has for you to fulfill? Praise God. So when we walk with God, hallelujah, we are repenting, hallelujah. We are asking God's forgiveness.
Because God said we ought to repent daily. Come on now, somebody. Listen to me. Hey, praise God. We ought to repent daily. He said if a man say he don't have no sin, he's a liar. So we are, as we walk with God, we ask God to forgive us of our sin and wash us and cleanse us because we done or said something that was not pleasing to him. Praise God. And God is just so willing to forgive us. Praise God. Genesis 6 and 9 said, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Praise God. Noah walked with God. Praise God. 1 John 2 and 6, he who say he abides in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. We ought to desire to walk with God. Praise God. That's our desire to walk with him, for him to talk to us and to teach us and to lead us and to guide us along the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's the meaning of walk? To walk is to go about, to come alongside. He called us alongside. The characteristics of one lifestyle. Walk. The activities of one life, the observance of godly ordinances, the moral conduct of one's life. Godly ordinances, God's word being revealed in our lives. Praise God. So we ought to desire to walk with God. To walk with God is to enter into an intimate relationship with him on the basis of what Christ accomplished at the cross. Now, I love to go to Pastor Sean's church. There's a pastor over here. I just love to go to his church because he teaches on the cross. And if it wasn't for the cross of Christ, where would we be? It's through the cross of Christ is what's got us where we are. Praise God. So, the activities of one life, the observance of godly ordinances, the moral conduct, that is that which is accomplished through the cross of what God has done for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. To walk with God means to enter an intimate relationship. How is your relationship with God? Praise God. Hebrews 10:19-22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise God. Thank God for the washing of the water. Thank God for the spilling of his blood. Thank God for washing us with his blood. Praise God. He said he washes us white as snow. Praise God. So to walk with God means to have a growing relationship. You hear me say that, huh? I said a growing relationship. I didn't say you once walked with God or you are struggling, but your relationship with God is growing a little by little. No, you don't assume everything of God at one time. It's a growing relationship that is rooted in the truth of Scripture and is validated by a scripture of prayer and worship. That is why I bring worship before you at first, praise and worship, because the Bible said that we were created to. So then our spirit ought to be caught up with praise and worship and giving him glory, praise God. Ephesians 4:21. Indeed, if you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, he teaches us every day as we read that word. He admonishes us every day to read and study his word because it's all about him. It ain't about look everybody. It's not about you.
but it's all about Jesus and what he has done for us at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's all about him and what he has done for us, the price that he has paid for us on the cross. Praise God. Done it for you and me. Praise God. Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Praise God. So, to walk with God, man, that you and God are in agreement. Sometimes I don't realize my own right. When you're walking with God, it means that you and God are in agreement. Praise God about your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. It means that you have aligned your will with the will of God. That does not mean that we are perfect, but we are in the process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm going to read you this scripture here in Psalm 1, starting at verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, my delight, is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do we meditate day and night. We meditate in his law day and night. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in me wherever I go. Praise God. His word ought to be bubbling up on the inside of you. Oh, praise God. Wherever you go, you ought to be ready to tell somebody about the love of Jesus. Praise God. I'm excited over this message tonight. I'm just bubbling over. Praise God. Don't worry about me because, hey, I just love the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Amos 3:3, he said, how can two walk together unless they agree? So we can't walk together unless we're agreeing on this word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Praise God. So to walk with God is to live in the guidance of the Spirit. It's what the scripture term, walking in the Spirit, that's what it means, praise God. It means that we are no longer live to ourselves. We live for the glory of God. This means the ways of God are reflected in our thoughts, our words, our actions, and in our life choices. Praise God. God is supposed to be reflected in everything that we do. Praise God. The walk of God is always under assault from the forces of darkness. Praise God. Yes, yes. The devil gonna come at you even the more. Praise God. The more you try to walk closer to the God, the more the enemy gonna come in and try to afflict you. He gonna make you say something. He gonna make you try to bow down to something. He gonna try to get you to go some places. He gonna try to get you to do some things. Oh, thank God for his Holy Spirit that draws us back into the fold and keeps us on the right track. Praise God. Hallelujah. He keeps us on the right track by his guidance. It's what the scripture terms mean, walking in the Spirit. Praise God. It means that we'll no longer live for ourselves. We live for the glory of God. This means the ways of God is reflected in our thoughts and in everything that we do. Praise God. As we walk with the Lord, praise God, we are helping tear down those things, oh yes, in our family lives, just like the lady just called for prayer a few minutes ago. Oh, everything that the enemy is trying to tear us with, That's why we need to walk with the Lord. So we'll know how to tear down all those principalities and powers and things of the air, and how to bring them down and how to trample them under our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 To walk with God is always under assault from the forces of darkness. The progression of a holy and godly life produces an anointing for the Holy Spirit that God uses to advance his kingdom. Praise God. That's how we advance the kingdom, by walking in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with his Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Yes, God has done the same thing for us. He told us to go about and do as he has done. He has put that authority in our hands. So we ought to be going about doing what Jesus did. He said he has given us power to tread up on scorpions and demons. Hallelujah. So I have the power on the inside of me. Praise God. To come against every demon force. Praise God. Anything that tries to pull down from what God has put inside of us. God has invested. Yes. God has invested so much in his children. We don't know until we get in there. We get in Christ and come against every evil force of Satan and let him know that he has no authority in my home, in my children, praise God, in my finances, praise God, wherever my foot shall trod. I'm trodding up on holy ground. God is keeping me. He's lifting me. He's training me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to decree and declare some things over us every day. God said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. He said we can command our day. We can command every evil force that has plans, his plans, every one of Satan's plans, they will not work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so excited. Praise God. These things cannot prosper. You know, there are many things that can come against you every day. There are many things the enemy has planned, but God has stopped them. Because God said, I will let nothing. We ought to be like that. He said he won't let these things prosper against you. And we ought to say, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Not height, not death, not a sword, not sword, not anything. We ought to be so sure. We ought to be so rooted and grounded in Christ, that nothing shall come against us. Praise God. Verse Hebrews 1:8-9. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companion. He has anointed us. He tells us. He has anointed us. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to know that thing following you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's your walk with God. Developing you. Are you sidetracked by distractions? Think about every day how we can get sidetracked by distractions, how things can come along and take your mind off of the things of God. And you get caught up, yeah, you get caught up in other things that's not godly. But thank God, he draws you right back on when you call up on him
Oh, but when you call upon Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. His love is just that strong, praise God. Do you have a plan to develop a walk with God? What is your mind thinking up on, praise God? Can you share? Do you have struggles? I know I do. I have struggles. And I have to call upon my Jesus. And I have to know that he hears me when I call, because he said it. Because he's not a God that lies. Praise God. And when he called up on me, he said, and I cry out and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. He's given me all, forgiven me already. Because he said, I've just waited on you. I've already forgiven you. Because you mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Praise God. And it just that light, I call it Abashika. The light is Jesus. And it leads us. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. His light is leading us so strong and so clear and so perfect. He's all perfect. He's all knowing. Praise God. So we are to walk in the walk of repentance. Walk with God. Walk with God so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk with him for our children. Walk with him for the ones we don't see, praise God. Walk with him for the ones that are sick in hospital rooms, oh, praise God. Walk with him so that we'll have a strong prayer life, praise God, so that when we speak to the enemy, he'll have to bow. Praise God. Walk with God. Praise God. So when we speak, praise God. Hallelujah. He can't stay. He'll have to flee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy? Praise God. I know I am. I don't know whether y'all get happy as I do on these Sunday nights, but I get so happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I know in whom I believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know in whom I serve. Praise God. He's a God of all comfort, all peace. I can tell you how God has comforted me through trials and tribulation. He's always there. He's always there to help us. Help, help. Then he tells us that we can cry out, Abba, Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, God just got so much here. Oh, praise God. Oh, I just get overwhelmed. He got so much here, oh, in his word to just lead us so gently, all the way through, praise God. He leads his children gently. Oh, praise God. You know, as I read my word, we don't have to be led by a cloud like there was in the Old Testament. We don't have to be led by a pillar of fire by night and cloud by day. But oh, we have the Holy Spirit now living on the inside of us. And we are led, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are led by the Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah. And his Spirit does lead us daily, praise God. He don't never leave us. As we walk with God, that's our topic tonight, walking with God. As we walk with God, God is, oh yes, taking us. Oh, he leads us. Oh, he leads his dear children. Oh, yes, praise God. He leads his dear children alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will lead you all the way. Praise God. He's going to take us all the way. He's not going to take us part of the way. Praise God. And I just love walking with God daily. It's a daily walk. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
oh God, for these, oh God, that has came on tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that their walk with you is a daily walk, that they are trusting, oh God, in you, God. They are believing, God, for everything, oh God, that their hearts, whatever's on their hearts, whether it's their family members or loved ones or friends, God, they are believing you, oh God, that you're going to, oh God, deliver, oh God, in your own time, and that, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you're going to show them the way, God, oh God, and Lord, you're going to let them know what to do, when to do, and how to do it, God, Father God, because God, there's no God like you in all heaven and earth, God, God, oh God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, if they are mourning, God, oh, God, you're going to bring comfort to their hearts, oh, God. Father God, if they have children, God, they're going to be set free, God. Thank you, Father God, for salvation. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you for salvation in the hearts and minds, oh, God, of your children. These are your dear children, the ones, oh, God, that you fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Oh, God, and made in your own image, God. And, Lord, I thank you tonight, God, that every prayer that they pray, oh, God, Lord God, it be a call unto you. And, God, you will answer, God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, when they go into their secret closet, oh God, as I said before, God, they will shut the door on everything, oh God, Father God, that has tried to attract them, oh God. And Father God, look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their lives. Oh, thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Oh God, that thing will be done and sealed and no weapon, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, just make your walk sure. Oh, praise God. You know, just make your walk sure with the Lord. Praise God. That knowing that he's there to help you to conquer every situation that may arise in your life. He said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So abide in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And believe upon him. As you abide in the Lord, you in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just put everything on the altar that concerneth him. Praise God. Oh, yes. Put it all on the altar and see what God will do for you. Yes, he's a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty, mighty God. Yes, yes, yes. So I just thank you tonight for coming tonight. May I bless you before you go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put God's blessings upon you that you may be blessed. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. That's Numbers chapter 6, 24, 25. Praise God. God told Moses if he would put the blessings upon the people, he will bless them. And God wants us to bless his people today because God is blessing. He said, I'll bless you and not curse you. So we are to bless people. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you be blessed. I pray that you be blessed. I pray that you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Praise God. That nothing that the devil tries to steal from you, he won't have it because God pours out his blessing and he gives good gifts. Yes, he gives good gifts to his children. May you be blessed and have a wonderful and blessed night into tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. May you be blessed in your meal barrel, your finances, spiritually, and physically. Praise God. Good night. Bye-bye. You are to be. What are you doing, somebody? You are to be.
God, bless me.